Mrs. Evelyn Marshall, who lived in Harkaway during the Depression. Mrs. Marshall, can you tell me a little bit about yourself during the Depression in Berwick?
Yes, I'll do my best. I can tell you anything you want.
Can you tell me your age in the Depression?
I was born in 1913, so the Depression I would have been about 15, 16, 17-ish.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself during the Depression?
Yes, what do you want to know?
Your dad's occupation and your family's.
Well, my father was a dairy farming and growing potatoes and beans and peas and general farming.
Okay, and when did you start to notice the Depression in Berwick?
Well, actually, we just sort of grew into it because when we were in the early teenagers, we were just sort of just jogging along on the farm, and then it got less and less for the money for the produce that we produced, and we just accepted it. That was the prizes you could get. Everybody else was the same.
Did the Depression greatly affect your life and your family?
Well, it affected us in as much as there was not much money for anything that we sold, and we just had to exist on what we could get. One thing, we were never hungry on the farm. You produce a lot of your own food, and a fortunate being, we were never hungry.
Do you think the Depression greatly affected Berwick?
Well, to the extent of what I have just said, everybody was in the same streets, as far as that's concerned. People who were on just a wage would have suffered more than the likes of us who had our own food production, or a lot of it. Anyone on a wage, their wage wouldn't have stretched very far for the family, small kids.
Would you say farmers were better off than people in small businesses?
I don't think there would have been much difference, in as much as the farmer wasn't getting much money, a workman wasn't getting much money. Therefore, they couldn't buy much out of the shop, so the Depression was affecting the storekeeper just the same.
Do you think most farmers in the Berwick area suffered?
Well, yes, we all did. As I've just said, there was no very little money. You just had to just make do or go without.
Did your dad feel the pinch when the Depression came up? Is this example financial matters and food?
Yes, well, food didn't affect us to a great deal because on a farm you do produce a lot. But other things that have to be bought have to be used very carefully so that it's stretched out. Went a long way.
Did your family prosper during the Depression in Berwick?
Well, no, I don't think anybody prospered. We just existed and hoped for the best, but it's quite important sometimes.
Do you think small businesses such as butchers and the general store suffered more than anybody else?
No, but they would have suffered just the same because nobody had the money, extra money, to go and buy other than the bare necessities, whether it was food or clothing or anything. I just had to make do.
Do you think the wealthy members of the community experienced the depression at all?
Well, not being one of a wealthy family, that's pretty hard to answer. But I can't see that a wealthy person who had money invested would have got a lesser income, and therefore they would have had straitened circumstances just the same.
But do you think the wealthy people accept the depression a bit better than the poorer family?
Well, they wouldn't have had quite such a struggle as what the real poor person or the small wage earner, but they would have had to learn to do without some things, I'm quite sure.
Were you and your family affected emotionally during the depression?
I don't think my sisters and brothers and myself were affected emotionally, because at that time we hadn't really had any responsibility. But I'm quite sure that my parents must have been worried. They never let on, but they must have been worried of what was going to happen to their kids, how they were going to go through life.
Do you think single families would have been emotionally affected as well, without any children?
Oh, well, they would have been, I don't think they would have been any worse. They wouldn't have had quite the worry of seeing children not being able to get work and that sort of thing.
Do you know of any families that were ruined by depression in Berwick?
I can't really think of any. There were a lot that would be on short time of work. They might have only had every second week working, and therefore they'd have to stretch every penny to do the job of two. So I can't remember of any really being made bankrupt or anything.
When did you think the Berwick community as a whole noticed the depression to be over?
Well, I think from about 1934, it was starting to come out a little bit. Work was a little bit easier to get. Prices were slightly improved. But then when the war came, a lot enlisted, they couldn't get work, and it was just a method of getting a job. And that affected both men and women, because women could go into munition factories and join up in the Air Force and different things. Even land girls, they could get a job. Through the army, they could get a job as a land girl, which was recognised as a war effort. And they were paid by the military, or by the government.
I mean, by the time everything was starting to look better, could you say your father prospered and everything was just on top?
Oh yes, when prices improved and he was getting better prices for his produce, he was financially improving. He was just handling more money for the same amount of work and produce that he had.
Do you think everybody in the Berwick area really recovered from the depression, or Do you reckon anybody wouldn't have gotten over the harsh realities of a depression?
Oh, I think everybody just came through and got over it, and then a lot enlisted, and that just made the extra difference.
Thank you, Mrs. Marshall, for letting me interview, and have a nice day.